form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativus, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogan the anvil, human cleric, and Ravy, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for the Great Old Ones.
Let's jump to the party. Hi, party! When last I left y'all, you were inside of a room with a drafting desk and a bunch of vellum blueprints, discovering the inner workings of the universe, if I recall correctly.
We just escaped a slaughterhouse, right?
That's correct. Well, escaped is such a...
Well, we temporarily freed ourselves from...
Yeah, you left a room in a slaughterhouse to continue into a house full of slaughter.
And I got some kind of chain bracelet.
Yes, you did. You touched a chain.
Yep.
That didn't look like it had been destroyed. It could be destroyed, and it wrapped itself around your wrist.
Can't wait to show where. No idea.
Everybody's getting wacky wrist wrappers. So you guys are in this room. Anything spring to mind? Any thoughts? Any questions about the vellum sheets that you have found?
I'm gonna need Ogan, by the way.
Okay.
It's Ogan. I know you're in the other room.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so undo the scarf. Who do you know that can approximate something like this? And I share with them, you know, like the throne drawings and the, you know, prescription for them, essentially.
Gotcha.
Maybe Klang himself. This looks like, you know, pretty high-level masterwork for these chairs. For the sin. You're talking about the sin chairs, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I can call up a lot of people. Klang ain't one of them, by the way.
Do I make a roll against craftsmanship here or something?
I would roll knowledge crafting for sure.
Okay.
So you're kind of going through drafting notes and you're like looking at them, and as you flip through, it's a little hard for you to make out because it's written in a couple of different tongues. Through the chicken scratch that you can kind of depict what's going on. There's a lot of mention of an acropolis. A dead city of the dead.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but that's about all you're pulling.
But if I look at the like chairs, they look like they would take a master craftsman, you know, like a lifetime to make, or they look pretty clean.
It would take a rather skilled force of crafters, an exponential amount of time to make this. Maybe not a lifetime, but if you had enough really, really talented crafters and you could get them on task, they could probably build these things. Or if you had a single very talented crafter that lived for a long time, they could build this. But it definitely is not a small thing that could be undertaken.
Okay, well, I'm going to express all that to the rest of the party. I mean, this is like the crafting of a lifetime. This is work that would take decades to achieve.
We need dwarves. Specifically, we need dwarven gods.
You know, Allegan knows some dwarves. He just made some dwarf friends not too long ago, didn't he?
He did. Seems
more like dancers than builders from what I could see, but...
How about Hans?
I don't know Hans.
He was the guy we've been talking to.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the ogre you were talking to.
The troll.
The troll. I mean, with the, I'm sorry, the very stylish troll.
We made that connection last time that the troll I saw in the fire plane is Hans.
Well, Allegan seems to have some connections with some dwarves. I really don't know any dwarves personally. I mean, lived in Cinderfall most of my life.
So.
But I would be happy to coordinate the production with them, you know.
I was going to the plane of fire anyway.
You're going there anyway.
Yeah.
Is that where your vacation home is?
You got people all around, okay?
Some like it hot.
Well, live a life, okay?
He did. I mean, Allegan did talk. Allegan, I mean, how many dwarves did you see down there with him, with the troll?
I mean, I didn't really get time to do a head count.
Well, were there more than a dozen? Were there more than 100? Were there more than 1,000? Like, just general. I know you didn't, you know, get a census or anything, but
there was at least there a dozen.
There was a solid grip of dwarves.
Solid grip.
There was one. Right. There was one touring company of dwarves there.
A shortness of dwarves. That's the only you know, army of crafters I could think of would be up to the task. And like you said, you're on the plane of fire. I don't know, that chair that he used to get to the plane of fire is way down there, and I point down the side of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're way up high now, right? And you said we woke up and we were way up above where we were.
That ain't the way we're going. And by the way,
oh, I know.
Yeah, like,
we got out of the, we broke out of Gug City. Got out of Gug City for a reason.
Well, plus the chair only let me sort of somewhat project there. I can't really take anything with me, and I couldn't really communicate without visual cues.
Well, I'm assuming Logoth has some way of traveling across the plains, but I don't.
I mean, I can see what I can do. Like,
we need an immense workshop, too, or workspace to do these things in.
If you find dwarves, you're going to find the space.
Yeah.
By the way.
Right.
The problem is I don't even remember the last time that I was in that plane, by the way.
It was, you know, 5,000 years ago or whatever, I could see. You know,
I mean, it's...
Time could get away from you a little bit, you know.
Well, it's... So, it's... I'm sorry, is that me?
Oh!
I'll pick it up.
The phone. Hello?
To Jim.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
It's for you, Logoth.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Hans!
Hey! Logoth!
Yep.
Hey, do you know a Kimbra?
Hum a few bars for me. It's been a long time.
I was just... Yeah. Kimbra. Kimbra and Adina. Do you know a Kimbra or Adina?
Nothing's coming to mind.
Yes,
again,
yes,
you do.
Yes, we do.
The three hags, Trace Brujas.
Oh, thank you.
Give me the phone.
Nice Spanish. Okay, I'd pass it over.
Wait.
By the way.
Kimbra? Yes. What's going on with them?
Hey, it's you. It's Ravy, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
Ravy. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm alive.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. I'm here with them. They're a little beat up, but
they're with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm here with them.
Which plane?
I've made it to the prime. So I'm here. I'm with them.
Cool.
They're a little hurt. I'm going to send them back with some bakers. So I'm going to go. Hold on one second. You guys good? You want to go? Are you sure? Yeah, because you guys can go. I have a nice hot tub. It's very nice. You guys will be super comfortable. Yeah, all three of you. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, all three?
Okay. Yeah, all three of them are fine. Well, they're fine now. I mean, a little bit of... little worse for wear. Archons, they leave scars. Hold on one sec. So, yeah, you good? You okay? All right, I'm going to send you back. Tobots, take them. Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, they're good. So I'm sending them back to the City of Brass. Are you guys okay? Are you holding out all right?
We're kind of lost right now.
I kind of can't find you with all this Dawnstown. So work your way out of wherever you guys are, and I will do my best to try to find you at that point. I have a few things I need to check in on the Prime. I'll be in touch. I can only kind of use this communication source once a day.
Okay.
So if you need me, you can leave a message if I don't answer directly.
Okay. See you soon.
Hey, Ravy.
Yeah?
You've got my heart. I trust you.
Oh. Okay.
Be careful, guys. And then it just...
I'm going to hand the phone to Logoth. You should probably answer this from here on out.
It's if we have somebody that does scrying magic,
that would make it a lot easier for them to have a dimensional anchor to us, right? So it would provide a location, it would provide an actual scenery for them to see, given the right amount of time. I think that would be a way to go forward in order to get Hans, right?
Seems to make sense.
Yeah.
If you guys give me a little time, I may be able to research it.
We need to get out of here first, though.
Yeah, and find Nadia.
He said we should leave. I think the only way we should go is through the door that we haven't traveled through yet, which is the north one.
Yeah, sounds right.
There's this door, too.
And there's a curtain over on the stage.
And there's this door. Oh, wait, you don't see that yet. There's this door.
Logoth, what does it mean when someone from another plane says that you have their heart?
I mean, were you particularly attached to the lady or gentleman? Like...
No, just met.
I think you literally have his heart.
Oh, God.
I think that gem is his heart.
You touched him with your book.
And you grabbed it with your book.
No, I don't think it's a bad bet.
Do you like it? I see your face.
You did say it was shaped like a real heart, not a heart shaped like a Valentine or whatever. You said it looked like an actual human.
I think I said a heart shaped like butt cheeks.
Yes, like butt cheeks. Yeah, that was in today's episode that I put up.
You put that on your face as well.
Do you want me to put it on your face?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Be careful.
Save it for the
heart or the butt.
We seem to be making our way upward. Maybe we'll actually see, if we keep moving, maybe we'll actually see sky by tonight.
I'm just saying what a charmed life you guys have lived if you've never had somebody's heart on your face, by the way.
Yeah, we're soft.
So where are you guys heading?
I'm going to head for this door down here. I'm going to go down the hall.
I think I'm going to follow Ravy up the hallway just in case something happens.
In this room, it's an antechamber. It is free of bramble rot, and it has a doorway leading into the cliff wall. The door is closed, and it appears to have no less than 3 locks on it.
So, 3 locks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, whose door is that? Is that Ravy's?
We need Nadia, but she's not here. She loves picking locks.
This door is weird.
I mean, I have a lock pick if anybody wants to give it a try.
Well, maybe we should just head back out towards the dock. I mean, the dock was outside.
Well, the dock was in the cavern still.
The one that we were at when we were on the south?
I thought it was still... Is a stone canopy over it, right?
Yeah,
there's like a big waterfall over here that falls in the south.
Yeah, it says swiftly running.
It falls down to the city below.
So let me run you guys through kind of what...
in the cave.
Right. There was this door that led you outside. There's this that was the docks that you could see this door from. There was another exterior building door here. There was an area over here you guys hadn't explored yet that was farther down this dock area. Door here. Or there is a door here. Mm-hmm. There is a door here. And there is a door here. That's where you're at. And then there's the door here, but it's got locks on it.
So, I hate the saying, but there's more than one way to skin a cat. And we've got a preponderance of doors right now. Like, and I'm not even in the room, so I can't comment on the 3 locked door. Like, I'm sure that I would not know anything about it.
Well, I can't open it, so I gotta go find a different door.
I just feel like we're going to pop open one of these doors and there's going to be like 2 dozen gugs in there eating lunch. We're going to like interrupt them. You know what I mean?
You never know.
What are these coffee stain looking things?
Okay. So are you going to go into A9? Well, you're looking into A9.
The room he's about to go in, that's the room with the 3 locked door, right?
No. No?
No, it's where, it's up where Ravy and I are. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's the 3 locked door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I said that door has a lock, so I came over to a different door.
Right, that's why I was confused. I thought it was someone in here.
Mativius is looking into a room. There's a small hallway that connects this room to its other half, giving way to these kind of large 5-foot by 5-foot stone fountains. Each fountain seems to be churning with this ice blue water that radiates cold. And the corners of this room are full of those bramble rots, which look like the intestines that have been dried and mixed with cartilage and bone to just kind of form like a organic barbed wire. And they've just been piled up in the corners of this room.
Yeah, I'm gonna like check the doorway to make sure there's like no switches or anything or trip wires.
You want to throw a perception check for me? There does not appear to be any trip wires or traps or anything like that. Take a shot.
Okay, 16's good.
So you gonna head in there?
Yep.
Okie dokie.
We'll move into the doorway so I can keep an eye on. What's happening?
It just opens up to a larger chamber to the south. And you can kind of see two more doors. And mentally you're kind of putting together that one of those doors probably leads to that south dock area you guys couldn't get to, but you could see from the other dock. And the other door leads to that outside area that you briefly went into.
So these fountains, do they just kind of look like decor, or is there any like kind of, is there anything like written on them or anything like that?
They do look like they're decoration. All three of them are depicting humanoid snake figures, where from the neck up it becomes like a cobra hood and a snake face, and then they have kind of a serpentine humanoid body, and they all seem to be in various almost like fluid dance, or maybe like a if it was a martial art, a very fluid martial art pose. And the water, as opposed to like coming out of a mouth or like a vase or something like that, it seems to be coming from the scales. So they're like drip fountains where the scales are exuding the water and it's running down the figure form and then into the basin where the fountain proper collects its water. And the water is sub-zero cold. Like, it actually puts a chill in the air when you get close to it.
I'm going to carefully walk around to this door.
Okay. It's a simple stone, dawnstone door.
And I'll give it a check before opening it.
All right. The door definitely does not appear to be trapped with a nat 20 roll.
I give it an open then.
All right. You can kind of partially see. Oh, hold on. There's a lot going on here. You can kind of partially see, like, this area over here. Sort of. But at the same time, there's too much bramble. So it's kind of obscuring your view. Whatever is over here.
I'm gonna walk over to the other door, name Ravy, and wait.
Alright, if you catch a fireball, it's not my fault. So let's jump back and see what...
These magic hands.
It's gonna happen. I can see it happening. Ravy, what are you up to?
I'm going to... ask Ogun to open the door he's standing in front of.
Okay.
We can open them at the same time.
Okay. Go ahead, count it down.
All right. 3, 2, 1, open?
Open.
All right, who wants... So Ravy pops open her door, and Mativus is standing there.
Do I knock the monkey down?
Yeah. Roll a hit.
Okay, let's see. What am I rolling?
I would just roll it. You guys roll off d20s. Okay. And I'm going to give you a +5 against him just for a surprise and amusement factor. So yeah, naturally, without the +5, she still wins on the dice roll. So Mativus gets knocked back. And he's like, oh!
And Ravy pushes him down.
You look better on the ground.
Now, what Ogun sees is a little bit different. Let me jump to that part of my notes.
It's a giant bar of soap.
Well, the air is bitterly cold, and the water kind of rushes around it. There's like a little naturally formed archipelago kind of thing. There's a massive triangular carved statue that you've kind of come to know to be synonymous with these gugs. It's the same statue you found in that shark, the same kind of look as that shark tooth was carved in.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is huge, and it is sitting on top of a huge pile of bone. And before it, bum, 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 bada, bum, bum, bum.
50 gugs.
No, not 50 gugs. Less than 50.
60.
Oh. No, less than 50.
51. Damn it, I did it wrong again.
Math is hard. So there is a gug. Before this giant statue stands a robed gug that you saw earlier, the one that you saw earlier during the conflict. Actually, you saw this gug more than anybody else. Remember the robed gug?
Ah, yes.
And next to the robed gug is a woman with long white hair pulled back in three braids. She's holding a walking staff. From the walking staff, emerald light creates a cantrip of a room. You want to throw me an intelligence check really quick? Okay. The room, it looks familiar, but you can't quite place it. But it does definitely look familiar.
Do they see me?
Not yet.
I'm going to quietly close the door. Do I need to roll a dexterity or something?
Not to notice? Yeah, I would definitely. Nope. So the gug turns, and he brings up his four hands, and he starts to speak the words of magic towards you, and she raises a hand to halt him, not even turning around to look at you. And she says, "Do you know what this is?"
To me?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's not looking at you, but she just says openly, "Do you know what this is?"
This looks like the Temple of the Gugs.
No. This, she points to the cantrip. It starts to kind of meld and merge in your mind with some of your memories, and you realize that sin chair in that room that was sitting up in that tree that you discovered all of those weeks ago is what's being projected around this pillar.
With like a hologram or something? Like a 3D projection?
Yeah, she's using a cantrip, a magical cantrip, to create the room that the Sin Chair was in that had been removed from a Dawnstone Temple.
Right, back in the Hollow Tree.
And you're kind of looking around and your crafting knowledge starts to play through in your head. And this looks about the same floor space. It actually looks like that door would have perfectly met with this door.
I'm still on this side of the door, though?
Yeah.
I'm going to look over Arabia and Matavis. Guys?
Yeah? Remember I helped Matavis up.
Remember that chair a long time ago that we saw ripped out of the Temple of Kadagar?
Yeah, the weird one.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's a sin chair, and this lady, is this a hag, by the way?
Wait, you lady?
A human... Yeah,
it's a humanoid female. Yeah,
human.
I'm gonna walk across the room.
There's some people over here. There's a lady and remember our Doug friend from before.
Look out the door. Oh, the one that I was burning alive. Yeah.
Yeah, the one that gassed us.
Asshole. Sorry.
The gug kind of
old asshole.
The gug kind of growls at you guys. She has not turned around yet. She's still just kind of looking at all of it.
Who's she?
She's a female, long white hair, it's braided. She's wearing greenish white robes.
I'm coming outside.
She's holding a walking stick, the end of it illuminated.
And at the end of that illumination, it's like a 3D reproduction of that same chair.
That's the area that you guys are standing in. So, like,
Should we go get Logoth and
I was going to say, Dawnstone, yeah. What it is. Can we even hear from way back here in the pillar room?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just waiting for Mativus to come back.
Excuse me.
Mativus does move the quickest.
Who are you?
Me?
Yeah.
My name is Helga.
Hi, Helga. Did you bring us here?
I did.
Is that guy one of yours?
Yes. This thing works for me.
Oh. Thanks for not killing us?
Don't thank me yet. Do you know what this is?
Yes. Why did you bring us here?
Curiosity.
About what?
What do you think this represents?
Bad decision?
The head of a gug?
Not the current situation. The room. The sin chairs. What do you think they represent?
Bad relationship?
It's another option. It's not the Silver City of Law. It's not the chaos of the hells. It's not the abyss. It's not the rule of the Fae. It's not the will of those who watch. It's not the balance of those who walk. It's none of those constraints. This is a beacon of freedom.
Are you going to sit in the beacon of freedom?
No, I'm going to open them. We've already opened most of them.
Oh. So there's more than one of you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I, like my sisters, we follow the Green Queen, the true mother from the deep. Deep within the earth.
You're hags!
Of course we are.
You say you're going to open them. What's inside?
The seven.
If Mativus and Ravi are going to talk to them, I'm going to go back and get the others.
Actually, I was going to just head south because there's a door right here. Hey guys, there's a hag outside. You might want to come see this. We're just having a talk.
Okay, is there enough time within the round for me to make it in there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
She's not attacking us yet, but the jerk face from earlier that made us all get sleepy, he's out there.
I see. All right.
She has him on a leash.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Her name's Helga.
In my opinion, again, we're doing out of game talk here, so you know, feel free to riff on this, GM. Mm-hmm. Right, but it's this is the guy that handed our ass last time, and somebody that's more powerful than him that's commanding him right now. We probably need to tread softly, is all I'm saying.
Plus, she just said she was allied with the Green Queen, and we all know that that's not good.
I'm just saying. We're all alive right now, so maybe we should stay alive and think where to go next. I mean, we're standing outside, so maybe, like, my heart boyfriend will show up. Who knows?
Are we outside now, or are we still underneath the cavern?
Oh, you guys are still underneath the cavern.
Yeah.
And it may be a good thing that that your hag is not with you right now, too.
Maybe a very good thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
It all worked out in a very fortuitous way. That's what I said last week, or last time we played. Like, it all worked out real well for the party.
So, Helga, do you have the keys to the door inside?
I do not.
But you do have more knowledge of the sin chairs than you seem to be letting on.
Oh, I know what they represent. I mean, these are vessels that the ignorant put together to capture titans of great power, and they foolishly put chinks in their armor that allowed us to slip through the Green Queen and her infinite knowledge. The deep roots that she grows was able to infest these titans and bend almost all of them to her will. The ones she could not bend are too wild to be controlled. And now she controls at least five of the sins.
Which five?
What brings you here?
Technically, you brought us here.
But what brings you to the city of Yig?
We're just
passing through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you know where the souvenir shop is? I really want to get a t-shirt. Maybe a magnet.
Love it.
I feel like it would be against my alignment not to say something, so I'm sorry, guys, but yes. I came here for balance.
Well, you speak of balance. You talk of balance, right? Balancing the scales. Let's find balance. What is your definition of balance? Who writes the scales? Who is the writer of wrongs?
Not I. It's presumptuous to think that anybody is.
Ah, but you don't believe that there's a power that's greater? One that could make those wise decisions?
Then there wouldn't be balance.
I do not think that that decider is in this room.
He was stuck in a mirror for a long time, so you might just want to ignore him.
So you will not bend the knee. I see this conversation does not end with us on the same side, does it?
If your side has an exit from here, we will consider it.
You will
still represent the forces of good or evil.
Shut up, Logoth.
That darkness has to exist in this world and in every plane.
You smell too much like Grendel. I'm done with you.
And she steps back.
Oh, where? Okay, no. I need a spellcraft
okay.
check.
Roll a spellcraft.
Okay, I need a spellcraft check, and what's up? Okay.
Roll a spellcraft check.
I pull out my book and get my spells ready.
That would be an issue, by the way.
Is the gug still there? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
because the gug's still there. And I.
You can take the gug with her. That would have been nice. But no.
Pull out the heart phone, dial 9-1.
You've already used your once a day.
Ah, damn.
Oh, me and John Michael tied.
You could leave a message, though.
You could leave a message.
Beep, 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 beep. Stop calling. Is it like Lady Gaga on the other side? Is it like Beyonce telephone?
No, it's not. That would be funny as hell, though. I wish I had thought of that. I think I had a Drake joke in there somewhere, but just didn't use it.
A Beyonce phone will be awesome.
Yeah, Beyonce phone. If I'd be like, Beyonce? I would need to like summon
creepy.
Her.
Jesus, Allegan's going on a 23?
Way to roll hard, Allegan.
I know, that's going to be the best roll all game. Sorry,
Allegan, you haven't really been like in a lot of fights, so hey!
I'm going to say Ravy goes before Logoth just because Logoth got shook a little bit.
I've never seen my bony handman so upset.
What? She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she did.
She knew what she was doing.
She said you smelled like Grendel, and I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah, she knows what she's about. They all know what they're about. They're manipulators. They're evil.
So that's the next thing in our store. Grendel parfum.
Et du la parfum, Grendel.
You'd smell like Swiss cakes.
Like that's it smells like anger and Swiss cakes.
Yeah, that's
a real ho-ho. Swiss cakes.
Huh? Suddenly, I really like Logoth because that's what he smells like. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, what was your spellcraft check for? What were you trying to discern?
Okay, she's pulling back. She's obviously a spellcaster. She's obviously powerful, right?
Yep.
I want to know if I have a counter spell for whatever she's going to throw down.
She's dropping a teleportation, and it looks like teleportation without error.
So she's out, and Holy Gug is here.
Yeah.
And there's no way I can dimensional anchor her. I mean, if it's without error, there's...
There's not an anchor for it. Yeah.
Okay. If you use at least 9th level spellcaster, it can cast at 9th level. Okay,
you're thinking 12th.
Okay, fair enough.
Kill you later.
So she's out. So she kind of smirks and bows, knowing what she said is damning. She smirks and bows and then fades into the ether, and the projection falls. And if a vertical smile could cross this Gug's face, it has, as he looks cruel and ready to unleash some hell upon you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to kill this jackass.
Yeah, I was about to say, he ain't going to get a chance.
So Allegan, you're up first. What you doing?
If it's just us and the Gug, let's start with a ball lightning.
Oh!
Two reflex checks.
Okay.
19.
21?
Yeah, that beats it. And
an 8 does not.
7. A mighty 7 points of electricity damage.
All right. It will take us 7 mighty 7 points of electricity damage.
Those guys are hanging around for a couple rounds.
I'm going to let you keep track of that.
Per level, yep. So that is round 1.
All right, this would be Ogun. What's Ogun doing, Jim?
the ring that I have, the that creates a magic circle against evil.
Yep.
Does activating that ring take an action?
It does.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that then.
Okay.
It's a magic circle against evil effect centered on me for 10 feet around me.
Okay.
And it lasts for 10 rounds. And it says also once activated, I can, as a standard action, while the magic circle is active, I can release the energy as a holy smite.
That is true.
So that'll be next turn.
Okay.
So 10 foot around me is a circle against evil.
That would be Mativis. What are you doing, my buddy?
So for a swift action, give him the challenge.
Okay.
So over here, I get plus an extra 7 damage to him, and I'm just gonna slash the fucker up.
You feel you draw the pillar, and you feel it just kind of this energy coursing through your arm, and the chain around your wrist seems to sing in time with the blade, and you feel like you're so in tune all of a sudden, like your body is just perfectly balanced and calibrated, that you will be getting a plus 1 to hit and damage during this entire combat.
Nice.
And also, don't forget, because of the Hero's Feast, has it been more than 12 hours since
Yeah, they slept for 12 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so I am way still in the past for them.
No, it took you a very long time to get to the wall, like hours to get to the door, and then it'll take you hours to climb to the top of the stairs.
But not 12 hours for me, maybe?
Not yet. Well, it'll be over 12 hours before.
Never mind. I shouldn't have interrupted. It's been Hero's Feast is evacuated y'all's body. Forget it.
All good. So 33 will for sure hit. But that damage is paltry.
Yeah, so that's it's 7, so it's 14 damage in total. Because the challenge gives me plus 7 to the damage.
So you slice into him with the pillar. And you just feel like the joy of combat is running through you. You're just like it's part of who you are right now. You feel so honed as a warrior. You feel like you're gonna really like this chain. It's there for you. That's gonna be Ravy. What you doing, Tanika?
All right, so we meet again, my favorite friend. It's been such a long time, and I know just what I want to cast at you.
Ooh, lightning bolt.
Well, that'll wake you up.
So I'm taking half a 25 rounded up. So I'll take 12.
Don't worry, I'll see you soon.
You guys have already done some serious damage, and I haven't even gotten a turn yet. Logoth? John Michael, what's Logoth doing?
Okay, so it's, and I hope that I'm clicking this right, but here, how do I do it so it's like, oh yeah, you highlight an area?
The arrow, and then click and hold.
So, is that enough 5-foot space to stand on, or is that...
No, there's enough to stand there. You'd be fine standing there.
Okay. Well, and we won't do it that round, because that would be foolish. Okay, we'll do this and then full-on attack. Pull before I do the 5-foot step, and I guess it won't be a full-on attack because I don't have quick draw. So let's get up that character sheet.
What are you drawing?
I'm drawing the Void Blade.
Oh, this is going to be... Now we got some real fighting going on there, listeners.
Okay, only count the first attack on this one. Okay.
That first attack is a 30. Am I seeing that correctly?
Do you have the damage from it, though?
Looking at it.
Yeah, it says damage 10. 10 and a 3 negative energy.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, that's all I can do for right now, guys.
Well, it does hit, and you do 13 points. Wow. You guys have done... Has anybody been keeping track of the damage the party's done so far?
One would hope the DM was, by the
way. Oh, I'm keeping track of it, yeah.
I think in a neighborhood of 40, right?
A little higher.
A little higher because I hit him quite a bit.
Yeah, Matavius hit him too, yeah.
Oh, including our last
one. Good, hit him hard, man. Remember what he did to us.
Oh, 40? I haven't forgotten.
The party has just
you
done.
Least of all.
The party has just done 46 points of damage. in the first round before the combatant gets to attack them. That's some real damage, guys.
Yeah, messing around, man.
Again, I know I'm a friggin' rules lawyer, right? Is it more than half? Because if it is, there's a constitution save associated with that.
Only a constitution save associated with it if I am able to take impactful or mass damage, critical damage. So I'm only going to make a constitution save if I can be affected by massive damage trauma. And I can't be. So I can't. I won't tell you if it's happening. I could.
So hoity-toity.
So I won't tell you, muhaha. I will cast some spells, though, because fuck you guys. I am going to cast Iron Spike. I create a 1-foot-long spike of cold iron that I fling at my targets as a ranged touch attack. And I am casting that bad boy as a 4th-level spell.
If it's a touch attack, does he have to come into the circle of hurt?
Well, it's a ranged touch attack, so I just have to...
Oh, okay.
I just have to fling it. So I'm going to make a ranged touch attack against Mativis.
Of course.
Well, you're right there, and you got a big old sword. So that's going to be my first attack. Does a 15 hit your touch AC?
It does not.
All right.
Actually, no, it doesn't.
Good.
So sweet sneak armor you just hooked up with.
Oh, yeah, because I get an extra plus 2 to that as well.
No, that's your regular AC, not your touch AC.
No, it still doesn't hit.
Okay, so yeah, your touch AC, so it pings and glances off your armor, and then he gets like a glowery look on his already glowery face, and he's like, and now he's going to go in for his melees.
I just give him a wink.
So, good times.
Hey, big fella.
So my first, my bite attack is going to be on Mativis. 25 hit?
Is that, yeah.
That's regular AC.
Yeah, that does it.
Okay, so that'll be 12 points. And then I am splitting my two, I'm only getting 2 claw attacks. So we're only counting the first 2 attacks that get rolled. One of them will be on Logoth and one of them will be on Mativis. So 13 to hit Logoth.
That's regular AC, correct?
Yeah, regular AC.
It does not hit. I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to hit
Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm so sorry you didn't kill me.
And I'm willing to bet that 5 is not going to hit Mativis.
Nah, I just blend a little kiss with another wink and then dodge out the way.
So he's angry. And that is his turn, and he did not do nearly as much damage as he wanted to. And we are back to the top of the order with Allegan.
All right. If I could get 2 reflex checks real quick.
Okay. I think I know where those are on my twice and still getting lost.
Yeah,
a 25 and a 21.
Those both made it.
Okay.
But I get to cast a spell. I'm going to cast an empowered magic missile.
Okay.
1.5 times damage.
Okay. So 1.5 times 14 is what?
21.
All right. So we are on...
That ain't no pew-pew magic missile.
That's a magic missile. Ogun. Jim, what's Ogun doing?
I'm going to cast Holy Smite and then also cast it with the ring. So I get two of them in one round, right?
Yep, that's how it works. You guys are just blasting. This is like anime level blasting at the bad guy. Like,
DC 18 save on both those.
For will save?
Yeah.
Makes it, fails.
Okay. So the first one will only be 9 damage, but the second one is 17.
Okay.
So it's 26. And I'm keeping track of the charges my ring is using up because that's...
Okay. That's some good damage. And we are now at Mativis. What's Mativis doing?
Again for another attack.
Is that a 30? 30 to hit with another 1 for damage.
So that makes it 6. What's that? 7 for challenge. Oh, no. You said I get a plus 1.
Yep.
With X, another 14.
So another 14. So that's...
Lots of bonuses.
Jeez, man. Yeah, those are good bonuses. That will bring us to Ravy.
Gonna go with a fireball.
All right. 24. Ah!
You get a reflex for how...
Yeah, I was rolling it, and I don't make it because we tie. So I'm going to take...
24.
I'm going to take that damage. That is nice, guys. Okay. Logoth?
Okay, it's 20 by 20 creature, correct?
10 foot.
10 foot by 10 foot? Okay. Yep. Am I flanking currently if I take that 5 foot step?
Yep.
Okay. Full attack.
Roll it. First hit. Second does not hit. The first one hits for 5, 6, 7. So that'll be 7 points. Okay, it's hurting. It looks bad. It's going
to... I hope so. We've given it almost 100 points of damage or something like that.
158.
Yeah, I knew it had to be up there now.
At this point, 158. I am going to completely claw up Logoth. Is a 9 hit?
9 does not. That being said, there's a lot of people around you, bro.
Does a 19 hit?
19 will hit me right on the nose, by the way.
All right, you're going to take 14 from that, and it's going to miss with the other two, and then it's going to try to bite Mativus with a 37.
Yep.
Does a 23 confirm the critical?
Yep.
So you're going to take 28 from its bite. Took a big old chunk out you.
I'm impressed.
And we are back to the top of the order. Allegan, what are you doing?
So he still has two little orbs of electricity dancing around him, so if I can get those reflex checks.
All right. 24, 12?
12 fails.
All right, so I'm taking how much?
14.
Yeah, so the electricity from the orb crawls across his body. And he just kind of convulses and drops to one knee and reaches out with his hands and then just slumps into the dirt. We're out of initiative because he did.
Double tap.
I was going to say, I'm going to kick him really hard in the head.
The party beats on the corpse for a little while.
Yeah.
We're like the guys in Office Space with the printer, right? Damn, it's good to be a gangster jumping up and down.
I actually wanted to take his robe off.
Okay.
And light it on fire.
So yeah, you managed to drop the Gug Mage when he has equal footing and not cronies, and doesn't ambush you. He's a little easier to beat.
Okay, that being said, how many rounds has it been?
3.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna turn off my ring now.
Yeah.
Well, if we count all the previous rounds, it was like 8.
No, that means I get a. I mean, like, is there still magic in the air from the teleportation, and can I do a spellcraft, is what I'm asking.
Nah, she got away.
Okay, cool.
And I dissipate the electric orbs.
There were too much stuff cast. I would have said if it was the Verdant casting environment, like, if there hadn't been any other magic in the area, then you would have probably had a chance. But there was electrical orbs going off. There was a ring activation. There was Holy Smite. There was the Void Blade. Fireball. Lightning Bolt. Like, there's a lot of magic overlapping here.
Look, man, I'm the first to say you need scrying magic.
Right.
Right now, we are kind of dry for scrying.
Right. So this thing is dead. It's beat the hell out of. It's naked. Its robe is on fire.
Not carrying anything on him, though?
Well, it had 3 necklaces.
Necklace, anybody? Want a souvenir?
And what is this thing in front of us?
Looks like a plinth.
Oh, it was the giant gug stone, that's right.
Yeah, that was the giant gug stone. And you can see that all of this is fastly moving water that kind of twirls and twists its way down through the complex and falls down the waterfall.
But you said the water around the gug stone was really cold?
All of this water is really cold.
Oh, all the water is. Okay.
Do the 3 necklaces happen to have 3 keys on them?
They do not.
You know, guys, I'm pretty much saying I'm pretty good for magic. That being said, I would examine those necklaces a little bit closer.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a detect magic and observe the... check out the necklaces.
They are not magical.
They're not magical. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they don't appear to be magical. I think they're just decorative.
Just regular mundane? Any of them made with onyx?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm good.
Do a quick look around. With the detect magic going.
That giant stone is magic as hell.
Okie dokie. Guys, I'm going to check this stone out. I'm not going to touch it. I'm just looking at it.
Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it.
Is that a circle of protection on the ground around it?
That is indeed.
So that awesome. And the stone are pinging.
Yeah.
Does anybody still have the gunstone we had from before? Who's carrying that?
think anybody's picked
up. I have a Gugstone.
Oh.
Or something, maybe it might react to this in some way, you know.
Hell, worth a shot, man. Please.
I don't know. Barring all better ideas, does his Gugstone appear to be reacting in any way to the big one?
It does not.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sometimes my theories work out, sometimes not.
No, I put a lot of weird things to a lot of other weird things, by the way. It's not. Yeah. Good work.
Just throwing stones at other stones.
If we don't have keys to get through the door to the north, I guess we're going to try to go east. That's the only place we haven't gone yet. Unless you want to study the plinth.
Can we take another, like, larger look at this three-key door? Like,
There's three fountains in another room. Maybe it's some kind of puzzle.
Perhaps.
If only our GM were smart enough to make a puzzle like that.
I'm not that guy. That ain't me. I ain't that smart guy.
No.
That ain't me.
Also, Ogun Allegan kind of took a bit of a hefty hit back there. If one of you could patch me up a little bit, be appreciated.
Yeah, no problem. How many did you lose?
Round about half.
Whoa, okay.
Well, one bite. 28.
Must be nice to have people that can heal you.
I offered.
Am I getting anything else from the Gugstone?
It's definitely temporal magic, and it's definitely relocation magic. Mm. And it's probably, if activated, a doorway that leads somewhere.
Oh, well, Allegans are interdimensional specialists. So.
Yeah, so we have a door that can lead somewhere. I don't know where. I don't know how it's activated.
Does it look like the one that was in the top of the tree?
No. Does not.
That was the sin chair she was projecting, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's gone. That went bye-bye.
I think one of my favorite quotes was John Michael saying, Maddie goes, I'm not talking to any interdimensional beings. So... You talk to a troll from another dimension. Nope, doesn't sound like an interdimensional being to me.
Speaking of which, though, is there any language that I can see, any rune that would indicate fire plane on this?
No. This is prime material, wherever it leads. Knowledge history or knowledge planes?
You know I want to throw you a knowledge anything, by the way. Knowledge history or knowledge planes, you say?
Yep.
Okay, history is not going to be great. Me and planes.
Throw knowledge of planes down.
Yeah, so between the two of you, Allegan, you're noticing some sentence couples, like language couplets, and Logoth, you're starting to put some things together syntax-wise, and you guys are getting some really weird like words out of this, and the thing that keeps repeating is a phrase for a location, called Mashkala.
Yeah, just keep hearing Mashkala.
Editor's note. Listen to Crown of Queens.
Can I roll any history on that?
Please do.
Thank you kindly. Go ahead. You should roll too, Mativus. I love when you roll.
Mativus, that roll is
wow.
Legendary.
That was a natural zero.
I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah, I stroke my beard and go, I've heard of it, but I've had
some with rice the other day.
Is it possible to get an ice cream headache from thinking?
I've heard of it. What have you guys heard of it?
I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise.
I'm just testing
to see. I don't want to take over the conversation, but...
The element of surprise is surprise. I didn't know shit.
Tell me what you know. We'll compare notes.
Whatever Raby says about it, I'll copy the word right at the end.
Paraphrase it back.
Oh, man. Is like Alohomora. Wrong spell.
Love it. I love it.
No, I actually feel like it's like a magic eight ball. And it's sources point to no. You know?
See, no, I think it's even more vague. I think it's like mystery date, where you're just punching buttons in and you have no idea what it refers to.
And you just hear a knock at the door and you're like, who could be at the door? It's mystery date.
Exactly.
I think it's like that scene from Catch Me If You Can. He's just standing there going, I concur.
What I've done is, I've took my sword out and I've drawn like a tiefling in the dirt and go, that's him.
Which color's a tiefling? I love it. So what Ravi would know is that Mushkala is typically what is used to describe a group of cities, elven settlements in the Dune Seas of Maya. There are 7 cities. They are called the Jewels of Mushkala. And they've been pretty much off-grid for hundreds of years, since the sickness started to make itself known in the world. So
not fables.
Right, just like Atlantean sort of lost cities, Lemura, you know, kind of things. Not far enough ago that it would be like a Hyporian age or something, but far enough that like you would be discovering like a lost city in the Congo. You know, something far off grid that everybody thought was gone, and then all of a sudden it's like, holy crud, this exists. So why would a portal lead to a place like that? Why would there be something here that would lead somewhere like that?
I share all of that knowledge with everybody standing there, like a Wikipedia.
Okay, exactly.
There's little conjured hyperlinks that are in the...
The only thing I want to know is there anything associated with the Plane of Fire or the Plane of Void?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, we're good.
We have a rock that might be able to transport us to a city that no one has seen or heard from in hundreds of thousands of years.
Hundreds. Not thousands. Just hundreds.
Mm-hmm. I think I meant to say hundreds or thousands.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's like if, well, we found all of these 6 cities to Detroit, you know, like it's nobody. It's like, oh yeah, I really needed one of those, you know, like.
I really wish Ogun knew what Plarion knew.
Right.
Right now. Since that would be certainly helpful.
All right, so.
Transport us to Butte, Montana.
Guys.
Can't really Time do out anything. What?
We need to find Nydia. Shit has gone down and she's still no sign of her. We need to leave this magic stone alone and go find our friend.
Yeah, I don't really care about the stone. I was going to say, can we go look for a door now? Because I don't even know what this is going to do. It's just sitting here, so let's go.
It's not like we can carry it out with us, you know?
Yeah. So I'm heading this way.
Can you blow that door open?
I'm gonna go down here.
All this bramble here or whatever, there's no passing through that?
No, there's no passing through that.
Okay.
All right, Ravi, you start walking over there and you're at the door and are you gonna open it?
Yeah, I'm gonna open it as soon as the boys get here. I was waiting.
Okay. They're so slow.
They really are.
They're like Anton slow.
Like 9 decks. What do you want from me?
Move your icon. It's easy. Okay, I'm going to open the door.
Okay. So you open the door, and you think you saw some motion right here, but it's gone. It was quick. But as you open the door, it leads to this landing. And you can see the landing leads out onto... there's no guardrails on either side of this, by the way. So there's like a 10-foot drop on either side. And there's a little walkway, and it takes you out to this long pier. And then you see there's something over here, but you can't make out what it is from all the brambles. Okay, so Mativis, Allegan, where are you going?
I guess I'm following everybody.
Okay, Ogun, Logoth, what are you doing?
Being a bony handman.
All right.
Do I get a reveal?
You get a reveal! It looks like nothing, but it isn't nothing. Because there's something there. There's also an initiative.
I hate this place.
It didn't take long for you to change your mind.
It's right there.
Oh, is that a freaking Archon?
Would I do that?
You son of a gun.
The landing has 2 fountains. Each one is a Ouroboros, where the scales run with ice-cold water. You can also see the rest of the complex kind of off to the side from this vantage point. You can see that this doorway that had the 3 keyholes in it clearly leads into the side of the mountain. There is a woman in a brown robe holding a broomstick with no bristles. She is clad in what appears to be the shoulder pads of an archon and a necklace of some sort of silver, producing flames with a scythe blade. And she lifts up the broomstick and starts to cackle, and a flaming scythe emerges from the broomstick.
God damn it.
And that is initiative. But what we do know is that right now it's time for some pachow.
Let's go down to the lobby. Let's go down to the lobby.
Delicious pachow. Keeping Anton's happy for over a year now.
And get some more pachow. Oh, wait. Let's go down to the lobby.
She doubled up on a pachow.
Oh, let's go to the lobby.
Oh, man. Triple pachow. Let's pachow. Go down to the Is it more? No, it can't no, possibly be more.
But Pachow was on sale.
Oh, Pachow sale. You had to take advantage of that.
Yeah, man. Had to take advantage of that. I'm so glad all this will be edited out. While I, yeah, it's in
little
like a
little town, little quiet village.
There goes the baker with his true life.
He's the one with lots of bread. Anyway.
I'm not putting this in the blooper reel at the end. You guys
and then the baker's like, come on, Bill. I mean, you all have jobs to do. Why are you going to be so mean?
She's like, pop off, you freaking loafer.
So the goat just sit down and start clapping while we're doing all my musical in front of him.
Well, my personal favorite is Todrick version. It's what's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? Get the hell out the street!
That's Glozell at the end.
Oh, I love it so much. So I'm waiting for
number,
them to
I am waiting for the number.
Oh yeah, I think Nighty is the only one that can heal Logoth right now.
Well, this is weird.
And
like
there is another way, but we haven't discovered it yet.
If only you met us before, you would have known not to touch it.
Is it still not populating for you?
No. Nope. Do you see it?
I'm not seeing it either.
I can see the spells pop, but there's no numbers.
Roll 20 really has to think about it.
I'm considering this for a while before I show it to you. Because I'm not sure you can handle this much math.
I'm thinking about it.